Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, Episode 2.
Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, launch, grow, and scale a wildly successful e-commerce company. Listen to real conversations with proven practical strategies and success stories. Learn how to generate more traffic, more sales, more profit, and customer lifetime value for your Shopify store. And now, your host and e-commerce entrepreneur, Steve Hutt.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Fastlane Podcast, and I'm Steve Hutt, and if this is your first time listening, this is the E-Commerce Podcast, where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving online with your Shopify store. New episodes are available each week in iTunes and Stitcher and SoundCloud and Spotify and, well, even online at ecommercefastlane.com. On this week's episode, as we grow your Shopify store, have you ever struggled with how to improve your customer service experience that you deliver? Are you getting overwhelmed by an influx of repetitive tasks? If so, this episode is for you. You'll learn about how to provide a unified support experience across all of your channels and how to automate and automatically respond to common support requests. This week, we speak with Roman, the co-founder and the CEO of Gorgeous, and they're a Shopify technology partner. And here we're going to discuss how to improve and provide great customer support at scale. Roman, welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You know, it's funny. When I found about your solution, Gorgeous, with one of my clients, actually, when you're building their store and kind of helping them with marketing, I happened to go into their, you know, like I typically do, go in and do an app audit and take a look and see what apps they're running. And, the usual suspects are usually there from the email marketing or, you know, a live chat solution and some kind of upsells and cross sells and all the things that are, you know, you typically see inside. But I saw this one application called Gorgeous. I'm like, okay, what is this? So doing a little more research, I found out that Gorgeous is actually a technology partner with Shopify, and which, you know, I guess is a great vote of confidence that Shopify has kind of approved this particular solution. And, it just got me thinking, and I spoke to, this merchant and said, you know, like, what's your experience with it? And why did you make that choice? And it was quite interesting because, you know, the idea was in there, and it sounds like the way your solution works is that there's lots of fragmentation going on in the market from the use of email and to live chat and to phone calls and social media. And they like the idea of having a single kind of a dashboard or kind of a unified view of kind of what was going on, because they wanted to offer a kind of a more of a unique kind of customer experience. And then knowing that, I decided to look you up and found out who you are and decided that I think it would be a great conversation to have today, just to, you know, educate the listeners about, how to improve, customer experiences and stuff online. So maybe you can tell me a little bit about Gorgeous and kind of like how this platform was born and kind of, you know, your journey, I guess, to helping Shopify store owners.
Sure. So that's actually a pretty long journey. So we started off as a platform to automate responses to common questions. So if you're a store owner, maybe you had this experience of getting lots of questions around delivery or returns, etc. So at first, we wanted to provide automatic response to those. And so what we realized is that it was really hard to do because the information was fragmented between the emails that you got from customers, the information that lies in Shopify, and maybe there is some other information in ShipStation. So it was pretty hard to automate responses. So what we decided is that, okay, like let's pause the automation for some time and let's just work on unifying all this information together. And so that's when we started building a help desk and decided to focus specifically on Shopify, because most of the merchants store all the customer information in Shopify. So it's actually pretty easy to link all the pieces together. So back in April of 2017, we launched on Shopify on the App Store, and then we became a Plus technology partner, and And so, yeah, things have been working pretty well for us. I think one of the key driver of our growth was one of the things that you mentioned in your introduction, which is the fact that it's becoming more and more valuable for merchants to invest on customer experience. And a way to invest on customer experience is to try to unify the communication with your customers on Facebook Messenger, chat, email, so that they get a holistic experience.
Yeah, no, you make a great point there. And I think that's, you know, that was the feedback that I got, you know, from my merchant, that, you know, they just felt that it was difficult when they had a couple people answering emails and then there was something happening over on social media asking for their tracking number and they had, you know, phone calls or they had multiple emails coming in from the merchant and then that's what they found was unifying it all into one. Overall, they're able to kind of join tickets together. They were able to reach out through social media and it all just kind of worked all through one because the connections with Shopify and through their API. And so I thought that was, you know, just well done and well executed and, you know, they're ridiculously happy. And obviously they're offering some great experience with their customers. So another question I have for you then is, so why is Gorgeous different maybe than having a kind of multiple applications kind of running? I know you kind of, you know, we've kind of touched on it a bit, but why is it different than having different solutions kind of running all at the same time, you know, from your, you know, from your point of view?
So I think there are a couple of things. So the first one is, instead of having like one tool for chat, one tool for email, we are just one tool for all your customer communication. And so the cool thing is that we have the chat and the email coming in, but what we need to do to make it valuable is to basically have this unified profile of the customer so that, say, you chat, somebody in your team chats with the customer in the morning, and then the customer reaches out in the afternoon. And so what you want to have is basically notify your agents that's going to take the second conversation that there was a previous conversation. So the first key thing is having this unified identity of the customer so that you can see all the past communication that you had with your customers across multiple channels. And so that's pretty big for merchants because instead of chatting with multiple persons at the company, it's as if you were chatting with just one person who knows everything that you've told to the company. Another thing that's different about us is the level of integration that we have with your stack. So first of all, with Shopify, so we basically pull all the information from Shopify, so the fulfillment data, the total spend, etc. We also pull the loyalty points. So for instance, let's say you have a loyalty program. You can see if the customer you're chatting with right now on your website is actually engaged with your loyalty program. If not, you can maybe like push them towards this program. So this level of integration gives you the full picture of all the communication you had with the customer and all the data that you have about this customer, being like loyalty, delivery status, etc.
That's excellent. So then are there any challenges kind of that you have found that maybe some store owners, you know, might have in trying to offer a great user experience?
So I think there are like one of the challenges that as a store owner at first, you kind of own the entire customer experience. So for instance, we have this great customer whose the store is unchartedsupply.co. They were featured on Shark Tank. And at first, the founder was literally responding to all the customer requests that they got from the customer. So like he was always on his phone, on Facebook Messenger, like responding to everybody. And this is a delightful experience when you get to talk to the founder so easily. And so at first, like the customer experience was great. But the thing is, as you go on Shark Tank, then the number of customers increases, which is a great thing. But the downside of it, or the challenge related to it, is that the number of customer support requests increases as well. And so it became impossible for the founder to be the only one to respond to customers. And so at this point, it's pretty hard for brands to keep this personal touch, keep this valuable experience for the customer. And so what I've seen to be the best solution here is to invest quite heavily on personalization, meaning that instead of sending macros to customers that ask questions, you'd say like, hey, thanks for placing your second order with us. Like, I've seen you like this product. Just so you know, like in 1 month, we're going to ship this other product that could be interesting for you. So try to personalize the experience here is super, super valuable.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. I know, even in my business, I find too, by using some tools and stuff to kind of, pre-populate a lot of the most popular kind of, answers to a lot of questions and just add so much efficiency, just to your communication, not to mention the tone, of your voice. And this way you're kind of educating and kind of empowering a lot of, you know, customer service, people that, hey, you know, here's, you know, the answers to a lot of the common questions kind of in the tone and language that kind of represents the brand. You could be this kind of fun and kind of outgoing. You could be this laid back type merchant. You could be a little more professional and more medical. So it all really depends. And I think that's, I guess, an advantage of being able to kind of personalize and then, you know, at scale have, you know, access to, you know, these sorts of, I guess, almost canned responses, so to speak. So, what is there anything else that you wanted to add about building a user experience?
Yeah, so you mentioned those canned responses, and so basically the risk with those is that your team is only using canned responses to get back to customers. And so, like you were saying in the intro, like one of the things that's super valuable for store owners is the brand that they are building. And so typically the natural way to build your brand is to say, okay, like each piece of content that marketing builds needs to convey the brand's value or the way you want your customers to feel. And so the trick is on the customer support side, what you want is to also convey this brand. So basically the experience that you want your customers to feel when they see your product, when they see your ads should be reflected in your customer communication through your support agent. So something that's super valuable to do as a store owner is to brief your support team and say, hey, you guys are not a cost center for my business. What we saw is that most of the customers who engage with support are more likely to buy again. So you need to do a great job at having your customer support conveying the brand message so that it drives sales afterwards.
Oh, I see. Okay, that definitely makes sense. So do you have any other kind of additional tips and things that you could offer any Shopify store owners?
Sure. So something I've seen, I think it was at the beginning of the month, is a store owner who's basically having trying to build an ambassador program. So sort of a community that's built around specific people. And so the challenge that they had is that they were saying like, hey, who wants to be an ambassador? Like sending these emails, and the response rate was pretty low. And so they figured that support could be a way to identify the ambassadors. So it's pretty simple. Like, for instance, let's say you get a request from a customer, and at the end of the interaction, the customer says, hey, like, by the way, I'm so happy with your brand, love your product, here is a picture. And so when you get a request, a message like this one, you know that it's an engaged customer. So it's actually an opportunity for your store to leverage those people later. So what you can do is have your support team mark those customers as ambassadors or add them to, say, a mailing list. And afterwards, when you launch a new product, you can just send out an email to this ambassador saying, hey, we launched this new product. Would you mind showing a picture with a specific hashtag? And so that's a great way to leverage the customer communication as a way to promote your ambassador program or your other marketing efforts.
Yeah, and that, you know, and you make a great point, because I've also found that too, is that with the use of kind of, I'm going to refer them as micro influencers, you know, meaning, you know, usually in under 10,000 or so kind of followers, but they obviously are engaged. They've, you know, made a decision to purchase from your company, and you know, what a great opportunity to offer great service and be able to reach out to them directly, tagging the customer in Shopify as, you know, as a potential ambassador. And then, yeah, you're right. And anybody could, you know, through marketing or even store owner could reach out to them directly and, you know, offer some kind of an incentive. And, so I think that's, you know, a fabulous way to go. So as far as the platform itself, so I see there is, you know, quite a few connections. You know, when you go to your website, gorgeous.io, and have a look, it's like, I see that there's, you know, are the core of being connected to Shopify and kind of its customer record, and then all of the different third party connections. You must have a roadmap for 2018, and I don't necessarily want you to give away the farm, but is there anything you can kind of share of kind of what's been confirmed for 2018, and so that we can kind of look out for something new down the road?
Sure. So we're working on a few things. So the first one is social comments. At first we had like some basic Facebook comment integration, and what we realized is that when you have an ad that has like hundreds of comments on it, or a post that goes viral, it gets pretty crazy. So we've improved the way we manage Facebook comments so that they are connected to just one customer, and that you can reply to each comment manually, seeing again like the loyalty points, the subscription, the orders of the customers commenting on your post. And Instagram's coming as well. So like Facebook comments and better Instagram comments are like one of the key things that are coming in February, actually. And then the other thing is we're working specifically on automation. So basically, like when you want to personalize more of your customer communication, you need to sort of free up some time for your support team to do that. So what we're trying to do is to automate the most simple requests. So like, where is my order? For instance, we would have like an automatic response that sends the tracking number to the customer. And then like if the customer has a more precise question, then they would have a personalized response from an agent. So that's like the second thing we're working on in 2018.
Wow, it's exciting. You know, and it kind of, you know, I guess in closing, it kind of makes me think about, and I guess to summarize all of this is that we really do, you know, as store owners and, you know, and in part thanks to your solution, but, you know, we really want to kind of unify the customer experience instead of it being, as you mentioned, it being so fragmented kind of in the market with different applications and kind of not having the tone and language that kind of makes sense for building that brand. And, you know, I read an article recently that was in, I think it was a Salesforce article that came out, and they did a consumer survey. And, you know, they were clear to say that, you know, today's consumer is, you know, looking, you know, for every brand interaction to be relevant and convenient. And, you know, they go on to say things like, you know, 75% of consumers, that's a lot, like 3/4 of site visitors and consumers, they actually expect a consistent experience when they engage a website, you know, be it, you know, on your website, social media or mobile, in person. So it just shows that that's kind of where the market is today, and kind of what, you know, customers are demanding as far as, you know, as you know, as potentially allow them to shop on your stores by having this kind of unified experience. Do you have any other closing remarks and stuff that you'd want to share that you found kind of in your research?
A good way to close it would be to give some tips to so some of your listeners on how to improve this customer support experience. So one of the things is we're familiar with a company called BarkBox. They are like a subscription for dog toys, and so they have like tons of gifts that they send in each of the customer responses that they provide. And so having this level of brand inside the customer experience with gifts or with like jokes that are related to your brand, something that's pretty helpful. Something also that you should invest, I think, is there is a big transition right now from emailing to messaging. So we've seen that specifically with Messenger. So I would recommend you exploring transitioning maybe from email or live chat to Messenger as a way to have a more intimate connection with your customers. And the last thing is, try to have like a stack that connects all the communication with your customers together. So when you get a request from a customer, you should know that they reached out a couple of days ago on the phone or on chat. So you need to plug the pipes together to be able to provide this experience.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, that's an excellent way to close out the show today. I just, you know, once again, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule for coming on the show today. I truly appreciate it. It's very enlightening to know that there really is a solution out there of kind of unifying this experience and for it to stop being so fragmented and just to kind of help, you know, at the end of the day, it's just this show is all about helping store owners, you know, grow and thrive online with Shopify. And I think this is certainly one way of doing that. So how can people learn more about your solution, and do you have any promotions and things that are happening with your solution?
Sure. So they can actually go to our website. So it's gorgias, gorgias.io. We typically do a pretty quick trial, which is only 7 days, so we can extend it for 30 days. So that gives you like 1 month free for the listeners of the show. Speaking of engaging with your customers to provide a better experience. So if you want to redeem it, just chat with us, and that would be a way to initiate the conversation and just tell us you come from e-commerce Fastlane.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for that. And really, really appreciate you being on the show, and have a great day.
Thanks, Steve. Have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care. I hope you enjoyed my conversation today with Roman from Gorgeous. You know, it's clear that Shopify store owners who make customer experience a top priority are definitely winning online. You know, it really is time to transform your customer experience today. Like every day, innovative brands are kind of redefining how they engage with today's consumer. You know, whether it's kind of personalizing the path to purchase, or you know, creating a seamless journey across all the channels of engagement, or, you know, in this case, kind of providing faster and more convenient customer service. And since you're a listener of this episode, Roman has been so grateful to offer a 30-day free trial of Gorgeous. So it'll give you kind of an extended opportunity, I think, to test drive and kind of see how to unify all of your customer engagement channels into one dashboard. Like, seriously, it's a no-brainer to kind of see how amazing and extremely affordable this solution actually is. Now, to get this offer, you need to head on over to gorgeous.io, that's gorgias.io, and sign up for an account, and then you can live chat with one of their agents and let them know that you've listened to the e-commerce Fastlane podcast, and they will extend your trial for 30 days. Thanks again, Roman, for taking care of the listeners with this amazing trial offer. Now, as this show is new and all support is greatly appreciated, so if you haven't already done so, if you could take a few minutes and subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, it only takes a moment of your time on your phone, and I would be so grateful if you could give the show a rating and a review. You know, the first 8 weeks of any new show, it's crucial for its visibility and success in iTunes, and then the eventual discoverability and new and noteworthy. And so leaving a kind of a star review is kind of a great way that you can kind of show your appreciation kind of for the continued production of this show. You know, thanks again for being a supporter. I really do appreciate it. And next week, I have a guest, Reza, who's from Shoelace at shoelace.com. And it's a solution that significantly kind of helps improve websites' conversion rate kind of through remarketing. You know, you'll be able to learn, I guess, the most effective ways to kind of retarget your site visitors and their journey of awareness and consideration of, you know, the products that you have for sale all the way through to a conversion, you know, and then, you know, ultimately the retention of these kind of satisfied and loyal customers. There's definitely an episode that you will not want to miss. Well, thanks again for taking time on your busy day and listening to the show. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey, be that online or offline or everywhere in between. Until then, enjoy the rest of your week and take care.